Ron Burgundy, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Carolina, are you here?
I'm right next to you. I've been here for like 5 minutes. Have you not even noticed me? What's going on?
Well, I pulled my neck.
Okay.
I pulled my neck out. So I can only look forward, literally and spiritually. I am only looking forward from now on. And I'm not going to move until the muscle relaxant has kicked in and the pain has completely gone away. So you're going to have to tell me your facial expressions so I know how you're feeling. Do you understand? Are you nodding right now?
I'm nodding, yes. Okay. I understand. What kind of muscle relaxant did you take?
You know, it's a little bottle of muscle relaxants I've had for a while. The name is actually rubbed off from the bottle. My mom passed the bottle down to me years ago when I was a little boy, and she said, take this if your neck hurts. I also have a bottle of aged codeine syrup. It's about 7 years old. Do you want some? It's in the brown bag in my purse. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I'll take some. Wait, so what kind of muscle relaxant did you take?
It doesn't have a full name on it. It's only has one syllable. It's UGGA.
Okay.
It's a Finnish name.
Mm.
It was a drug that was banned from Finland in the 50s after the Prince of Finland took it.
What happened to him?
Well, he has a bad back. He takes UGGA.
Mm.
Then some people in his palace take it. It gets around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then rumor has it, all of the servants in his palace turned into pieces of furniture, candlesticks, and footstools.
Wait, did he turn into a beast?
Who told you that?
I think it's from Beauty and the Beast. I think what you're saying is that the prince in the Beauty and the Beast in his entire castle had a bad reaction to a muscle relaxant.
Oh, so people know about that?
Yeah, it's actually a children's story.
Are you frowning? You think I shouldn't have taken it?
No, I'm smiling. I'm glad you're okay, and I hope you feel better.
I can tell you're rolling your eyes.
I'm not.
On today's episode, we're talking about the rule of law, those who vow to serve and protect, and who better to talk to than a dog who has saved 12 lives. That's right. Frida, the world-famous rescue dog, is in the studio.
Okay, I didn't get Frida.
I can't see you, so I can't tell if you're joking. Are you joking?
Ron, she's busy. So, okay.
Frida's busy.
This is, just for the people at home, this is a real dog,
of
Frida.
Of course it is, yes.
A beautiful blonde lab. I encourage everyone to look her up. She has spent her life helping to rescue survivors mm-hmm. from natural disasters around the world. She's maybe the most famous dog in the world.
She's a real hero.
And she's worked since she was a puppy. She's 10 years old now. She saved 12
people. I know that.
Okay.
Why do you think I wanted to book her?
Yeah, but what was she going to say, Ron? What was she going to tell us? She's a dog.
You did this to spite me.
No.
I can hear it in your voice. Mm-hmm. You're upset. I don't know why, but you are.
No, I'm still smiling. Anyway, I booked a human who can speak, a former FBI agent.
A former FBI agent? So an FBI agent who got fired by someone more important? Did Frida, the rescue dog, fire him?
No, he's happily retired. He was actually in the bureau for like 25 years. Hey, no. Do not take another muscle relaxant. Ron.
Please don't handle that.
Ron.
That's not yours.
Yes,
that's...
it is. No. Oh, my God.
They're all over the floor.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. We'll just pick these
I
up.
Know how many there are. Don't. Okay. Oh, no, you crushed
okay.
one.
No, I didn't
you
mean to.
You crushed one.
I didn't
it's
mean
pulverized.
To. I didn't mean to.
Oh. Get me a... Is there a coffee stirrer I can snort that powder?
That's really...
Oh, I'll rub it in my gums.
No.
That's what I'll do.
You know what? That's degrading.
I'll rub it in my gums. That one I saved.
All right.
Why did you do...
Hey! Ow! 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 I mean that. Ow. He bit me.
I broke the skin. I probably broke the skin. We'll be right back with an FBI agent.
Christ.
Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I'm Ron Burgundy, and iHeartRadio technically has me on medical leave. I just want to say that up front. Today we are joined by a former FBI agent, Joe Navarro. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, Ron. Good to be here.
This is Carolina.
Nice to meet you, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm good.
Joe, how long were you with the FBI? The Bureau, as they say.
25 years.
25 years. Was it always a dream of yours?
It was the only job offer I had.
I hear that.
It was
a dream.
That's
not a bad job.
No. It was a dream. I was very fortunate to have been tendered an offer to join the Bureau.
And did you work all over the country, or were you based specifically in one region?
I was all over. I was in Arizona, New York, Puerto
Poughkeepsie?
Rico. Yeah. Poughkeepsie? No. No.
No. Oh, okay.
No. No.
Do you know some guys in Poughkeepsie?
No, I just like to say Poughkeepsie. Joe, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In the field, did you ever get a chance to work with any dogs? And if so, what were they like to work with?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. Some of them protected us from, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs, and some had a tendency to just use us in the absence of fire hydrants. But yes.
I know what that means, Joe.
Any lazy dogs? Any dogs who just weren't up to working that day?
We are sharing a laugh.
Well,
Joe.
I do remember one that was supposed to be a bomb sniffing dog, but honestly, I thought it was high most of the time because his work ethic needs to be questioned. But he was older.
Much to be desired.
Yeah.
Yes, he was an older dog. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was in a foreign posting, so yeah.
When you retire an FBI dog, I'm sure you have to give him a fake name and set him up in housing, give him a fake identity, things like that, so they don't squeal, right?
I've never been to the
witness protection program for dogs.
Yeah, no? I haven't been to the dog farewell, but I know they're well taken care of. That's primo.
We get it. Okay, yeah. Wink, wink.
Yep. Joe, let me ask you this. Were you always against crime? And are you still against crime? Or now that you've retired, are you a little more pro-crime?
I have to say, I've always been against crime, yeah.
Whew.
Good.
Thank you. I'm glad you answered it that way.
Yeah. No issue there.
Good. No issue there. What do you think of that blowhard James Comey, huh? Glad we got that bum out of there. Jeez Louise.
What?
Mucking up the works, right, Jimbo Comey? Grabbing the headlines?
I shouldn't be laughing, but, you know, I knew him when he was the U.S. attorney in the...
For Poughkeepsie?
In Poughkeepsie.
Oh,
He was in Virginia, I believe, and he had a very good reputation then, but never really associated with him, so, no.
Gotcha. Mm. This is random, Joe, because we were talking about Frida. Carolina was bringing up this dog, Frida, who rescues people. Were you fired from the FBI?
No.
Did a dog fire you? No.
No.
Okay.
I somehow managed to survive the 25 years. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And so you're a former FBI agent because you just, you had done your time and you retired.
Sick of the game.
Sick of the game.
Well, it was time. It was.
I guess you can only do it for so long before you get burnt out, right?
Well, you start to slow down. You can't run as fast. You can't jump as high. And
fast twitch muscle fibers go.
Mm-hmm.
Once they go, forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
You, me, and LeBron, right?
Yeah. Although I was
that's
in
the group.
Yeah.
That's
well,
the group. It's Joe, you, and LeBron.
Mm-hmm. That's our mini Rat Pack.
Okay.
You know, there's a time for everything, and there was a time to move on, and you know,
right.
25 years is enough. Yeah.
No, 25 years. I mean, you should be proud of that service. I've never, God, have I ever committed to anything for 25 years?
That's a really good question.
Mm. Well, of course, the faithful reporting of the news.
That's true.
Mm.
That's one thing. And
there were those 2 years you said you were going off the grid.
I've collected rare sakis for 25 years. Yeah. So my sake collection. Mm-hmm. That's something I can feel proud about.
There we go.
So, Joe, mm-hmm. I am a, and Caroline, I think I can speak on your behalf too. We are true crime junkies.
This is true.
And we would love to, if you're up for it, take your, you know, get your professional opinion on some famous interrogations.
Okay.
And you've probably studied these when you were at the academy, but mm-hmm. So maybe it might be redundant. But if you wouldn't mind looking over some of these clips with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, if that's okay.
And we're going to play this first one.
Yeah.
This is an interrogation.
This is something Ron pulled up.
Yes.
It's one of his favorite programs, he says, because of the accuracy.
It's a powerful interrogation from the show Columbo.
Would you mind telling me where you were last night? Sunday night?
At the movies.
Alone?
No. With Irving.
And where'd you go after the movies?
Back to Irv's place.
Do you have your own apartment?
Yes, but on weekends I usually like to sleep over at Irv's.
And what time did you get back to the apartment?
About 10:30.
And then what'd you do?
We watched TV.
Mm. And what did you do after you watched TV?
We made love.
Wow.
Well, okay.
And then?
We went to sleep.
And neither of you left the apartment between 11:30 and 3 a.m.?
No, I told you. First we watched TV, and then we made love.
We
and
got
then
it.
We
yeah,
sleep.
Easy.
And Mr. Crutch never left the apartment?
No.
If you were asleep, how would you know
okay.
if you left the apartment or not?
Well, we didn't actually go to sleep till maybe about 2:30.
Oh,
these things take time, you know.
And Mr. Crutch never left the apartment?
No.
Did he leave the bedroom?
No. Oh, well, once. To get me fresh orange juice.
Very suggestive. She keeps talking about making love. It's a little explicit, a little crass.
And those of you guys listening at home can't see the clip, but she is beautiful.
She's
oh my
gorge.
God. I don't know if that helps.
She is gorgeous. Joe, I'm sure you had, did you have to hear language like this at work?
Yeah, but not from the suspects.
Did that suspect talk way too much?
Well, you know, what was interesting is the methodology. You know, you have to account for all the behavior and all the time. So Columbo was impeccable there.
Columbo's very thorough. You
very
really
thorough.
Wanted to get that time frame down.
But did you notice the guy never said a word? She did all the
talking. Yeah, she's there with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's not saying a word. But that's women for you. Talk, 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 talk.
I know. Zip it up.
But
right?
Not now. No,
not back then.
No, back then, yeah. Now women can talk all you want.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. I've heard that there's a technique that a lot of cops use where they just repeat a lot of questions to try to catch if your story changes.
To see how consistent your story
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Would you use that, Joe?
I would use a form of that. I would. I just dig down deeper. I just say, could I have more details? So if they said, if they say I entered the house, I want to know, well, which door was it? And
you know,
was the light on or not?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look and see.
But I like that clip.
Oh, well, we have a
We've got a couple more. This next one is from the show Chicago PD.
All right.
Yeah. And I know most guys in the force must love coming home, relaxing after work, and watching Chicago PD. It must be so relaxing to go watch a show and where you're fighting the same bad guys and you're having the same love triangles.
Yeah, that's true. You guys, is there a favorite show in the field besides Chicago PD?
Well, I mean, now the big one is Mindhunter.
Oh, yes. I've read the book and watched the show. Very big fan.
Yeah, very popular. I get more questions about that, like how close to the real thing is it? Yeah.
But the second most questions you get is from Chicago PD, though, right?
Ron, no.
Okay. No, that's good for me to It's good for me to, because I've been telling people that most FBI, former FBI guys love and talk about and get questions about Chicago PD.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's also Chicago Fire. There's
Chicago Med.
Chicago Med. Mm. There's Chicago Daycare. There's Chicago Travel Agency. There's Chicago Airport, which they should just call O'Hare.
Right.
But they should call it called Chicago Airport.
Yeah.
But the list goes on and on. It's 80% of NBC's lineup.
Yeah.
And they're doing a great job. They're knocking it out of the park.
We love it.
Okay, let's play this from Chicago PD.
I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer!
He wants a lawyer! Hmm. Get him a lawyer!
This is illegal. He needs a lawyer.
Right now.
Oh my God.
This is your one chance to tell me where the rest of those kids are.
Oh my God.
I'm scared of him.
And give me the passwords to all your twisted websites.
Yeah, uh-oh. You sicko.
What's in it for me?
Yeah.
Good What's question. Good?
Okay. Reasonable. He also would like a lawyer.
Yeah.
Your ability to live.
Oh my God.
Excuse me.
You heard him.
Well, as they say in Poughkeepsie, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, whoa. Right, Joe. Okay. So, Joe, is that cop's voice what you guys are supposed to sound like?
Believe me when I tell you.
Only if you smoke four packs a day. Only if you smoke four packs a day.
He might just be sexy.
He might just be inherently sexy.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too. But, Ron, I got to go with you. When he said, I want my attorney, that's it. You got to walk out of that room.
Joe, can you give me your sexiest, graveliest voice right now, as if you were on Chicago PD?
Yeah. Ron, where were you last night?
Wait, a little more gravel. Okay. Can you give me a little more gravel? Hey, Ron.
I need to know. Where were you last night?
Where were you last
because
night?
Because you're not leaving this room until you tell me.
God, Joe, that is good.
That's good. That's really good. Watch out, Chicago PD.
Mm.
Joe Navarro PD.
I'm James Comey. I'm James Comey. And I'm 7 feet tall. I'm going to punch you in the nuts if you don't give me the info.
Wow.
Is that a direct quote?
No, I'm just riffing as James, James Comey would say.
Yeah. Do I still have to gravel?
No, you're good. You're good, Joe. I mean, unless you want to.
No, I don't want to sound like what's-his-name on The Simpsons, so.
Joe, are you married? Can I ask?
I am indeed.
Because you might want to try that voice out in the bedroom tonight. That one's free. Okay, let's go to another Chicago PD. Is it right, Carolina?
Yeah.
Around the house, but no one was hurt.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
This is just a knock on the door. Okay. It's a girl's apartment.
She opens the door, and voila.
What are you doing here?
This doesn't seem like an interrogation scene. Oh, he brought her back a...
So that's where it went.
A grenade.
I bumped into your desk and it accidentally fell into my pocket.
No, you didn't.
The parking lot, I didn't have time.
No, you didn't. You took it so you could come and show up at her apartment. Come on.
Here I am.
I didn't just fall off the apple truck. Yeah. I like
this
writing, though.
One of the worst excuses a guy has ever used to try to get into my apartment.
Here I was expecting a thank you.
You know, that actor actually dated Lady Gaga, fun fact.
Wait, you're missing the best part.
Kissing.
Smoocheroonie. Yep.
Kissing.
Now, is this what you're watching here, Joe? Pretty common in the FBI world amongst colleagues.
Only with our spouses. That is not common.
Okay.
By the way, did you notice her body language immediately? You had that head tilt, and of course,
right.
Yeah.
Head tilt means
green light.
Kind of.
I'm interested. I'm curious.
I'm curious.
Curious.
I'm interested. Yeah. We only.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
We forgot that you are a expert on body language. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I've been studying it for about 40 years. Yeah.
How does that affect your marriage? Do sometimes you say, "I can tell you're full of it" to your wife?
Well, head tilt, honey.
Head tilt.
Yeah.
Honey, arms folded. I can tell you're upset.
Yeah, the your lips are compressed and the glabella, that little area between your eyes, is furrowed. So
keep it clean.
Keep it clean, sorry. And so I know you're stressed. And she'll say, knock it off. And I will pliantly abide. But, you know, it's funny. You have to sometimes you have to turn it off at home because when you can see everything, it can be annoying. So you just have to pretend you're not seeing somebody stressed.
You have to turn that part of your brain off.
Yep.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Caroline, you had to go to your OB to have your glabella checked out.
I did. Yeah.
Well, wait. What about your philtrum? Is that all right?
My philtrum?
Yeah.
Is that what connects your teeth to your mouth? Those are your gums.
No, it's the little area just below the nose that and connects to your upper lip.
Oh, okay. That
the
little
philtrum.
That's called the philtrum.
That's also an erogenous zone, isn't it?
Well, it could be. But what's interesting is during interviews when people are stressed, how this little area sort of fills up with moisture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can tell that during interrogations. That helps you.
It just tells you, well, whatever the questions I'm asking, they're stressed. So the question is why.
Got it.
Yeah. So if you were into crime, it'd pay to have all the sweat pores removed from your philtrum. And you could,
or
never be caught.
Yeah,
in an interrogation,
or Botoxed. Botox gets rid of the ability to sweat from there. Yeah,
smart.
Yeah. Poker players do it.
Poker players get Botox in their philtrum.
They get Botox in a lot of places because they give so much away with their faces.
It's called a tell.
A tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Should I go back to that voice?
Please.
The tells.
Yeah, my philtrum. My philtrum is sopping wet. What was the first body part you mentioned, Joe?
The glabella. That was the first part.
Beautiful name for a girl.
So, Joe, tell me about Quantico. And for our listeners who don't know what Quantico is, what can you explain? Quantico, Virginia.
Yeah, Quantico is the famous Marine Corps base, and they allowed us to, on their property, to build the FBI Academy, and that's where all agents go. I will tell you this, and most people don't realize this, at Quantico, the dormitory doors never had a lock, and that's because the people were so honest that you didn't need locks, and I have to say, I've never been in an institution where you didn't have to lock your door.
Did anyone, while you were there, get kicked out of Quantico?
Oh, sure.
Isn't it an easy place to get kicked out of?
Very much so. Very much so.
Just drinking a beer or staying out too late?
No, it was usually either because of physical fitness or they didn't do well in the in academics.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you're basically you're
so the dummies and the fatties, they get the boot.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. We had some people that just could not. For instance, the trigger pull test. They couldn't do the trigger pull test.
What's the trigger pull test?
It's you know, how much strength you have in that that index finger to pull the trigger consistently as though you were in a firefight. And some people, believe it or not, could not pass that test.
Caroline, I'm going to put you through the trigger pull test every morning.
No.
And if you don't pass it...
What? Are you serious?
Well, we'll just have to find someone else.
Oh, my God.
Ron,
I really wish hadn't told Ron about that
test.
Yeah,
Ron, it has to be job-related, I think. It has to be job-related.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know.
And what did you guys do for fun at Quantico? Was there a lot to be had?
Not really.
Any pranks?
Oh, yes.
Lots of pranks.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I tell you one?
Please do. Oh, this is good.
This one's gonna be
Joe.
Good.
Okay, Joe. Here we go.
So one of the class
this count- is gonna be this is gonna be right out of a script of Chicago PD. I already feel it.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the class counselors was he was a little bit too uptight. So so we had taken a class on crime scenes. So we staged that somebody had jumped from the sixth story building. And we called the class counselor over and said, look what just happened. And I didn't partake in this. I only heard about it. But apparently, as a result of looking down the window and seeing what he thought was a somebody that had jumped, the class counselor
already loving it.
Well, he developed a nervous tick in his face that 3 years later was apparently still there. So, yeah.
Oh, you guys got him.
You, triggered
like
a debilitating tick that will haunt him for the rest of his days.
Yeah. Well, pranked you.
But now we call that PTSD. So they frown on that.
That's, pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was in the 70s. Those things took place in the 70s.
No, totally.
Yeah.
No, so.
What is this last clip that you pulled up?
This is a clip we're gonna. I really.
It's important to you.
Here's a clip that I want you to watch.
It's Jim Croce.
It's just Jim Croce.
Operator. Could you help me place this car? I'm going to be honest, the muscle relaxant has fully kicked in. And I love this song. Anyway. Do I need to keep asking you questions? You don't care about that, right? I mean, Joe, think about it. I've been interrogating you. You're probably like, all right, man, lay off. Let's just all hang out.
Yeah.
We're all friends and we should just be hanging out. I love it when we all get together like this.
Is there going to be a question related?
Quiet, Joe. Shh. Joe, quiet.
Ron. All right, Ron passed out. Nick, let's just cut to the commercial. Let's cut to commercial.
And we're back with the Ron Burgundy podcast. I have never been more awake.
Ron, I'm not kidding. You were asleep for 3 hours. Everyone else has had like a whole day here. I ran 2 errands. Nick picked up his kids from school. Our intern renewed their passport.
Really? While I was here at work.
Well.
Wow. Welcome to the millennial workforce, ladies and gentlemen. They're really great employees. Is the FBI guy still here, by the way?
Joe, no. He left right when you started playing Jim Croce. And then you asked him to hang out.
Got it. You know, I love Jim, but I've had a few people turn away when I put that record on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes people feel things. Operator, right? Ooh, gets vulnerable.
Yeah. Emotional.
Well, this was an episode where we laid down the law. And I hope everyone at home feels a little safer after hearing what our community of law enforcement... Carolina, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm right next to
you. I can't look around.
Okay.
So you need to walk me home.
All right.
You can't leave, okay? Do not sneak out.
No, I won't. I wouldn't do that.
I'm just going to stand up now.
Okay.
And please help me walk out.
All right.
And wrap my scarf around me.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
Hat.
Purse. Good night, folks. I'll catch you next time on the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Help me. Take my hand.
Okay.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer.
Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producer is Nick Stump. Our talent coordinator is Anna Hosnier. Our writers are Andrew Steele and Jake Fogelmest. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stump.